This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
So our next guest is a young man, Mitchell Coombs. He comes from the outback town of Bogan Gate, and he found internet success.
Bogan Gate.
Bogan Gate. It's real. We're going to talk to Mitchell. Okay. He's going to tell you how real it is. He found internet success after he did it. And a little bit of that as well, after he did a tour of his hometown for a university assessment. It then went viral, as things do these days, and the video found him being interviewed by Sunrise, Viceland, and gaining an online cult following. He's taken his profile to launch a podcast called Not My Cup of Tea, which he has adapted for the Joy 94.9 audience, and that is coming to the grid as of next Thursday at 10 p.m. And Mitchell joins us. Good morning, Mitchell.
You make me sound really good, Chris.
The point is that people listen to you.
Yeah.
We're trying to sell it here.
I should also mention that I've got one of my Not My Cup of Tea co-hosts, Talisha, with me. Hi, Talisha.
Hi, the better one of the two.
Shut up.
The better half, as they
both
say.
Both from Bogan Gate?
No, she comes from somewhere equally bogan. What's it called?
Excuse me, I'm from Lake Macquarie.
Bonnells Bay.
Oh, yeah, no, Lake Macquarie is definitely, definitely more bogan, I reckon. I've been there in that caravan park.
Bougie.
Yeah.
Mitchell, Bogan Gate is real. Tell us about Bogan Gate. Where is it? What is it? How did you end up growing up in, like, how did you come out of Bogan Gate? How did that happen?
Well, My father moved to, he grew up in Bogan Gate. He moved to the city when he was around 18. He got himself a wife and promised her he would never move back there. Anyway, we moved back there when I was about 6 months old. And so,
the pictures of you still look 6 months old.
Wow.
He's a bit of a twink. I have a bit of a beard
going on right now. Shut up. Look, Bogan Gate is in like the middle of nowhere in New South Wales. Literally, when I say the middle, if you picture the middle of New South Wales, around there, it's got 200 people. But I don't actually believe there's even 200, to be honest. I think there's less than that. It's thriving. The town itself doesn't have much in it, obviously, but it's mostly farm stuff out there.
So you are far from a Bogan, or are you a Bogan underneath all your city chic campness?
I think the word bogan gets a bit of a bad rap, you know. I think I prefer to identify as a gronk or a bit of a dag. Like, I'm not really pretentious at all. I'm pretty gro. So I guess you could say that's my bogan heritage coming through.
And Talisha?
Yeah, no, he's a bit gro. Yeah.
He's wearing a flannel as we speak. I
am wearing a flannel and tracksuit pants. So
yeah, please continue to tell me more about how I'm a bogan, Talisha.
Excuse me.
Tell us about the show Not My Cup of Tea, because it is coming to Joy Thursday nights, 10 p.m. We're very excited about it. It's going to be recorded in Sydney at the Australian Film Television Radio School, which I'm alumni of, hashtag just saying. Tell us about your show.
Well, it's going to be the best show you've ever heard. Aside from that, it started as a conversation over a cup of tea between two mates, and then now we've adopted Aislinn, our third co-host, and basically we sit around, we discuss things that annoy us and things that we don't get about humanity.
Which can be, like, really trivial things like wind, or we can talk about really, like, heavy things like mental health and, you know, people being treated unjustly and such. So it's not just a couple of people sitting around whinging, although that's a definite element of it.
Sure.
But, yeah, it did start just as a podcast in my uni dorm, and now we're in like this flash studio and like a proper radio station. So it's gotten a bit legit. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, no, we were not prepared for that. We were sitting in Mitchell's uni dorm eating cold pasta from the night before, sitting hungover, and we whipped out a couple of iRig microphones and said, let's have a whinging sesh. And it just sort of evolved.
We thought we were really good. Listen back to episode one. Horrific.
Sorry, listen back to episode one.
I think it's great to have always new shows on Joy are great, and this one, because there's a substantial listener base out there that will love this, because it's a bit of a piss take, but it's also, you know, it's good radio.
It is, and as Mitchell said, they sit around and they will dissect the most minute little things to whinge about, like one of them doesn't like sweating. That's to you, Talisha, yeah? You don't like sweating. So they spent a good 5 minutes talking about sweat. However...
I mean, who likes sweating?
Yeah, who likes sweat?
Well, it depends on the circumstance. But I will also say that by the end of the episode, you're talking about, like you said, some really hardcore topics like mental health, but you do it in a very, like, you come across as whimsical, but you guys are very intelligent, young, queer-identifying individuals who take quite serious topics and really put a lot of thought and feeling into discussing them. And I think that's great that we now have an outlet we have another outlet for young queer individuals to get on the air and just say, you know what, this is happening and this is what we think about it.
Yeah, we can be eloquent if need be, but we can be absolutely mind-numbingly, like, we can be morons when need be.
Yeah.
Like, it really depends on the topic, and we're not afraid to tackle whatever the hell is on our mind.
Is there a subway in Bogangate?
No, there is a general store within the pub. You can get like.
I actually think I've been to Bogangate. I think I've driven through it.
Really? Where were you on your way to and from?
I don't know. It just rings a bell in the middle of New South. It just rings a bell somewhere. Thinking,
okay,
why would anyone call a town Bogangate? I'm thinking
it's out that way. Like it's part of the Bogan. Is it the Bogan County? Like out near Mingan and that sort of stuff. That's part of
it's in
Bogan,
the Bogan-shire.
Bogan-shire. Yeah.
Called the Bogan Way, there's a Bogan River, and you guess that a Bogangate.
Did they ever make the... When I was living out that way, when Mitchell's... I was hosting a morning show at Burke on Outback Radio there, and I can tell you they loved me out there.
They ran him out of town.
Well, I'm here now. And the town of Ningen proposed the Big Bogan, which was a statue of a Bogan. Did that ever eventuate, do you know, Mitchell?
Yeah, it's there in Ningen now, and I'm absolutely ropeable, make no mistake. It belongs in Bogangate. Why does Ningen have the Big Bogan?
I don't know. Why does Ningen? You guys didn't beat Ningen to it. Ningen comes up trumps once again.
They formed a committee and got funding.
They did. There was a whole Bogan, really? Big Bogan committee.
This could be a new industry. Bogan, Bogan statues for everyone.
Why not?
I have to admit, Ningen probably has a few more people in it than Bogangate, so it's fair that they got it.
I think there's about 500 in Ningen, aren't there?
Killing it, Ningen.
The Bogan. Make it like the Oscars and have, like, awards and little statues and stuff.
Yeah. Makes sense.
What does it mean for you guys to be given a platform on Joy? Because you're a lot more excited about it than I was, even, getting you on. I was very excited getting you on, but you guys were really quite honoured about it. Tell us about that. Quickly, you've got 1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. Let's do it. I'd always liked the idea of having a community radio show, but a lot of the stations in Sydney have very particular moulds of which I do not fit. So, like, I'm not smart enough to do SER. I'm not into politics and all that stuff. So I really enjoyed the fact that Joy gave us, like, a platform to kind of mould our own style. And so... Even though I'll be in Sydney, not in Melbourne, I still have the opportunity to do a community radio show. What about you, Talisha?
I think that it's just completely unexpected, and I've always been a sort of take it as it comes and deal with it later. So,
I'm all stressed because I have this work to do. And she's like, it'll be right. We'll just do a show. It'll be right.
Yeah.
Well, it's great because it's this Thursday.
This Thursday, 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
kicks off. And all right. The new grid kicks off on Monday, so it's an exciting part of it. We're really glad to have you on board, Mitch and Talisha.
Oh, thanks so much.
There you go, guys. Nothing. Now, a saying you're going to get familiar with, we're out of time. So,
yeah, I know.
thank you, guys. Look forward to it. Look forward to the podcast and listening in this Thursday. Good luck.
Cool. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.